Republican Fred Thompson made his first visit to New Hampshire as a presidential candidate this weekend. The actor and former Tennessee senator predicted he will take the Oval Office. But his late-breaking campaign faces some challenges in the state that holds the nation's first primary. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
Fred Thompson had some things going for him at his first New Hampshire campaign stop. He was appearing at a farm owned by a prominent Republican family and stepped off his bus to a warm welcome from hardcore GOP activists. Thompson was quick to tell the crowd some of what they hoped to hear.
I understand some folks have been looking for me. I want to tell you, I ain't going to be hard to find from now on. I'm going to be here early and often talking about the things that I think are important to America's future, and I think that are important to folks in New Hampshire.
The candidate went on for another 15 minutes. He spoke of low taxes, federalism, enforcing the law, and most starkly about the threat of terrorism.
We face a global enemy that plays by no rules and has no conscience. Iraq is a part of that problem, but it is not the totality of the problem.
Thompson gave no hint of a specific Iraq policy, nor did he spell out any proposals to make the nation more secure. He did, however, say the first step is to galvanize the American people.
We must express the determination that we in America are united as a people and determined to do the things necessary to prevail not only in Iraq, but in the global war that we're a part of.
Thompson's more immediate challenge will be to unite New Hampshire Republicans. His top rivals have been at that for months, with large staffs and networks of volunteers. While polls suggest the bulk of local GOP voters remain undecided, that's less the case among the party stalwarts crucial to mounting a successful campaign here. Most of the crowd at his kickoff speech came for a chili feed put on by a local Republican group, and many had signed on with Thompson's rivals months ago. Even Bill Cahill, an advisor who will likely play a key role in Thompson's local effort, admits the candidate has his work cut out for him.
I mean, the conventional wisdom is he's in too late. The fact is, we'll see. We'll see if he's in too late.
Cahill adds that the campaign will spend the next few days drafting a battle plan and recruiting local operatives. According to the state's Republican Party chairman, Fergus Cullen, Thompson won't be choosing from the cream of the crop.
Well, as someone who's in the market for hiring in-state political talent, I can tell you that everyone worth hiring, and maybe some people who aren't, are on somebody's payroll already.
But others, like self-described Fredhead Stephen Smith, who ran a local Recruit Thompson website, say Thompson's substance and star power have already won him plenty of loyalists. He says their enthusiasm will more than make up for whatever they may lack in pedigree.
Well, we know about 100 people that actively will do things for his campaign, just regular people. They're not working or on the campaign or getting paid, and they'll go out and hang signs, show up at events. They're pretty enthusiastic.
But whether Thompson can inspire, let alone sustain enthusiasm among voters, remains the key question. More than a few said the candidate, who didn't take questions from the audience, left them underwhelmed. Philip Tisdale is an undecided Republican from Exeter.
What did he say? We're going to keep America safe. Well, yeah, that needs to be said. How are you going to do that? Gee, I think we all have core values. Yeah, we do. What's your point? I kept waiting to hear him say, and I'm different, special, the guy, because there was no because.
The final stop on Fred Thompson's weekend trip to New Hampshire is Nashua. He's appearing at City Hall alongside the mayor, who's already endorsed Arizona Senator John McCain. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.